Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning. Hallelujah. We're here again and blessed. We're here to bless that name, the one, only, mighty creator. Yes, Elohim or Yahweh, who is the God who we trust. We say we trust him. We depend on him. We believe in him. He is the Most High. Hallelujah. Can't praise him enough. And I truly thank him and you. Call to join in on Crown Talking Drum Radio. Once again, it's early Sunday morning. We're already March. March the 5th. My, my, my. I just thank you for deciding to add this broadcast hour of time, yes, to your schedule. As we talk about Yeshua, the Messiah, the Anointed One. We call him Jesus. Hallelujah. You're going to hear me say Elohim, Yahweh, Yeshua. Hallelujah. Turning it back to his original name. Yes. Hallelujah. Who he is. And he is the Messiah, the Anointed One, the Promised One who came to give us eternal life, to give us salvation so we can have access, yes, to eternal life. So welcome to For Such a Time as This Ministry. My name is Sarepta Cunningham, and I thank Elohim for giving me another opportunity in this space, this season also of my life. I thank him. He has given me the ability to share and encourage others with his living word of truth. That's what it is. It's the truth. The truth that brings and gives us the very life of himself, who he is. My, my, my. That's an awesome opportunity. And guess what? We all get to experience in that. We all get to share in that. He's not a respect of person. Hallelujah. He set each and every one of us apart. He's anointed each and every one of us to bring glory and honor to his name, to spread, hallelujah, the gospel, the good news, hallelujah, of who he is. Amen. And we shouldn't take that lightly. It's so much going on in this world. Amen. COVID is still lingering around, and just so many different things going on, in the earthquakes, the fires, the violence. It's so much going on. But we as saints and believers of the Most High, hallelujah, we know these things would be, hallelujah. If you're new to the faith, as you continue to study and spend time in the Word, you will see, hallelujah, where it's told that these things would be. But we're also encouraged to continue to have joy, to continue to trust, to continue to pray to our King of Kings. Hallelujah. We're encouraged to continue to do that. That's why it's important that we study and meditate on the Word day and night, not just when a situation comes up or circumstance hits us. Hallelujah. Do we decide that's when it's time to call on the Creator? No, we call on him 24/7, 365. Hallelujah. Days in the year. And some years it's 366 days. My, my, my. I'm just grateful. So much going on. Mental instabilities. And, you know, it's happening in the young people. Just more open now. These things been going on for some years. There's nothing new under the sun. Absolutely nothing. What's been around, what's coming around has been around already. Some things are just more open. Hallelujah. The enemy's getting much more focus on us being able to recognize things. Hallelujah. He's raising up his ugly head even the more. So guess what? We need to raise up the authority and the power that we've been given on this earth. Amen. And I'm just so grateful. Before we go into, hallelujah, prayer. Hallelujah. I'm just grateful that we are here for such a time as this. Amen. As we continue to trust in the Most High and his word, he's still going to have the final say. It doesn't matter what's going on in the world. It doesn't matter what may be going on in our individual body. financially, whatever. It doesn't matter. Hallelujah. The Most High, the God we serve, hallelujah, we say we do. The God we trust, hallelujah, we say we trust him. The God we depend on, we say we depend on him and believe in him. He's still going to have the final say. Hallelujah, and I'm grateful for that. Hallelujah. Let us go into have a word of prayer this morning. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for being our daddy. Hallelujah. We can call on you any time of the day. Yes, and we're grateful for that. We have direct access. We don't have to go to one another person. We can come directly to you because we know, hallelujah, that our Savior, Messiah, is sitting right there at the right hand of you, ever making intercession for us. And you hear us. We have direct access to come before your throne. Amen. We can quickly get it together. We thank you for that. We thank you for this brand new day. Hallelujah. That you once again allowed us to see. You woke us up and you didn't have to do it, but you did. And we're ever so grateful. I know I am. Another brand new day of your mercy. Hallelujah. Where I don't get to get, you don't get to get what we do deserve. Hallelujah. Mercy is new every morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. We're also getting a new grace of favor where we get, hallelujah, what we don't deserve. My, mercy not getting what we do deserve, grace getting what we don't deserve. Isn't that powerful? That's awesome. Father, we just thank you. We don't take it for granted that you woke us up in a right state of mind. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Someone may have woke up with a little pain in their body, but yet and still they can still feel. We thank you that our senses are in operation. We can hear, we can see, we can smell, we can taste, and yes, we can feel. My. We thank you. Sometimes when I sleep wrong, I might wake up with a crook in my neck. I can feel that pain, but eventually it crooks itself on out. I do my little stretches and keep it moving, and it's gone. Father, we thank you. We don't take it for granted. Hallelujah. None of these things that you have clothed us with a roof over our head. You supplied us with that. We didn't wake up sleeping on the cardboard box this morning, and we thank you. Hallelujah. Looking at the stars, trying to figure out what's going to take place today. Father, you say, we thank you. We don't take it for granted this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah. We thank you that we might not have everything we want when it comes to food, but you supply every meal. We're not eating out of trash cans. My. Or begging for some money to get something to eat. Father, thank you. It's up before your grace and your mercy that we're not consumed. Hallelujah. That we're not out there living in the streets. We thank you trying to figure it out. Oh, my. As we continue to lift up the homeless, we just thank you, Father. At this time, we're just giving you praise, hallelujah, and glory for not taking you for granted. But so many times we do. Help us, Father, even the more. And we thank you for that. Holy Spirit, as you and I together encourage the saints of the Most High, hallelujah, you are welcome to take over and infiltrate this time. Hallelujah. We thank you for your presence for such a time as this. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Saints, I just give the Father glory this morning, and I thank him this morning. Hallelujah. I'm going to start out just reading the scripture, and then we're going to take it from there. The Holy Spirit's going to take it from there. We're going to start out just reading the scripture. Amen. And the scripture that we're going to come from this morning, first and foremost, is John, the book of St. John. Hallelujah. Amen. Starting in the 8th chapter of John. And I'm reading out of the scripture, so it's going to read a little different. Amen. It is replaced the name, Messianic name written in Hebrew form. Amen. And I'm going to read them in the English terminology because it's like four letters. And Yeshua went to the Mount of Olives, And at dawn, he came again into the set-apart place, which is the holy place. And all the people were coming to him. And having sat down, he was teaching them. It's talking about Yeshua, Jesus, the Messiah, the anointed one. And the scribes and the Pharisees brought to him a woman caught in adultery. And having set her in the midst, they said to him, "Teacher, this woman was caught in the act of adultery. And in the Torah, Moshe, which is Moses, commanded us that such should be stoned. What then do you say?" And this they said, trying him, so that they might accuse him. But Yeshua, bending down, wrote on the ground with the finger as though he did not hear. But as they kept on questioning him, he straightened up and said to them, "He who is without sin among you, let him be the first to throw a stone at her." And bending down again, he wrote on the ground. And when they heard it, being reproved by their conscience, went out one by one, beginning from the older ones unto the last. My, my, my. And Yeshua was left alone, and the woman standing in the middle. And Yeshua, straightening up and seeing no one but the woman, said to her, "Woman, where are those accusers of yours? Did no one condemn you?" And she said, "No one, Master." And Yeshua said to her, "Neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more." Therefore, Yeshua spoke to them again, saying, "I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall by no means walk in darkness, but possess the light of life." My, my, my. And I'm going to stop right there. I read St. John, the 8th chapter, the first 12 verses. That is so powerful. My, my, my. And we're going to get down into the explanation, break it down a little bit more as we go forward, as the Holy Spirit gives divine revelation. I'm thankful, hallelujah, this morning that he chose this, because what he wants me to ask a question, even when reading that, is how much love do you and I have for sinners? How much love do we really have for a sinner? Someone whose sin is open and we can see it. We can actually see what's going on in their life. We can see the devastation, the destruction that they're bringing to their life. We can see it visibly. My, my, my. And you might think that's a crazy, stupid question. But we need to think about this thing. Because sometimes as believers, we need to really think about this today. Because sometimes too often as believers, we get comfortable in our personal relationships with our heavenly creator. And once we get saved and our lives get cleaned up just a little bit, come on now, none of us have arrived. Remember that. We won't arrive until we hear him say, "Well done," not "depart from." We are working to hear him say, "Well done." Those are two most important words. I know I'm living to hear. Amen. I'm expecting to hear, because I know the scriptures say the righteous are going to scarcely make it in. That's powerful. If we're going to scarcely make it in, we have to be looking at ourselves. Hallelujah. Daily. Not just sometimes, but daily. This is a daily journey. Yes, it is. But sometimes once we get saved, and our lives, like I say, our lives get cleaned up just a little bit. And some things that were known sins that we someone may have seen or knew that we were doing that was kind of open. My, my, my. Some of them may have been private stuff, but some things that were open and exposed, amen, that we even kind of held our own self under some kind type of condemnation. When those things get cleaned up in us, we get a little cocky, so to speak. We get a little arrogant, you know, and then we begin to look our nose down on others. We don't have the right to do that. We don't have any type of spiritual right at all, because of who we represent. Amen. If I was to give a subject title to the message, even with asking the question, I would call it the heart of the Father. That's what kind of heart we need to have. The heart of a loving Father. My. We lose, and his heart is a heart of compassion. Yes, it's a heart of compassion to give, to do, to want to see someone set free, to want to see someone delivered, to want to lay hands on the sick and see them recover. That's the compassion and the heart of our Father. My. I'm just so grateful this morning as the Holy Spirit began to minister to me this word. Hallelujah. And I began to self-evaluate myself because, you know, we're in a time, hallelujah, that Lent season or at this time, during the time up until the resurrection of Christ. I'm not sure how that traditional thing, I don't really know the history of it. I'm not sure if it was Catholicism or whatever you call some of those religious sects that started it. Amen. But it's a time that we can reflect and we can look over and see, you know, our own lives. We can reflect. That's something we should really be doing all year. So it's really not a certain time and a tradition of time where we reflect on our own lives. We should be doing this every day. Amen. That we're walking this journey called faith. Yes. It's a faith journey, and we believe in the Most High. So when we really think about it, amen, we don't want to lose that compassion. But we see people that have. And even when we talked about here, we saw in this passage of scripture in John, we saw the Pharisees and the scribes and the Pharisees who brought this woman, hallelujah, to the Messiah. She had been overtaken. They didn't bring the man. You see, they just brought the woman. My. They was ready to condemn her. Now, when you understand who the scribes were, and we still have them today, they wrote out the law. They had knowledge of the Jewish law. In this time, they had the knowledge of the law. They would teach it. But guess what? They didn't live it. Their actions didn't line up with what they were teaching and what they were saying. My. We still have those that's professing the Messiah, the Savior of the world. They're professing him today. But they don't do what they're teaching. Their actions speak totally against what they're saying out of their mouth when it comes to the word. That truth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm just thankful. Hallelujah. I'm just thankful that he gave me this for us to talk about. Because when he's talking about this, not only to you, he's talking to me too. He's already talked to me about this. And he's given me this to reshare, to regurgitate, hallelujah, to share with the saints for such a time as this. We're living in critical times. And so much is happening in the world is trying to suck us in. It's trying to pull us in. We see things happening with our family members, and sometimes they try to get us off of distracted. We don't have time to be distracted, saints. We have to stay focused and keep our eyes on the prize and the one who's giving us the prize. And think about the Pharisees. My. The scribes and the Pharisees brought this woman to the Messiah. The Pharisees are religious Jews who trusted, hallelujah, that they were righteous and despise other people. See, we have Pharisees today. Hallelujah. They think they're so holier than thou. Hallelujah. And they want to look down their nose on others. We don't want to be like that because we can be if our heart's not right. That's why we're talking about our heart, not this pumping blood heart, not that heart, but the heart, our inner being, who we are. You know, we've been talking lately about holiness and living a set-apart life. Been talking about the attributes of the fruit of the Spirit. Been talking about so much of what's really already on the inside of us. And once we accept the Messiah as our personal Savior, hallelujah, he began by the Holy Spirit to clean us up from the inside out. Amen. See, scribes and Pharisees, they had the outward actions. But see, when we have the heart of the Father and that compassion, that takes, it does take action, but it's really coming from the inside out. It's not an outward show, hallelujah. It's not an outward emotion type thing. It's not outwardly. It's coming from the inside out. It's real. It's genuine. That's who our Father is. And that's who we have to be. We have to be real. We have to be genuine. Amen. In what we're doing, how we're acting, what we're saying, what's coming up out of our mouth. My, my, my. We know death and life are in the power of the tongue, as Proverbs say. And we're going to eat the fruit of it. So we have to be careful. Hallelujah. We have to mind what we're saying out of our mouth. Amen. As we get into the scriptures and we continue to meditate on the word, hallelujah, day and night. Amen. Make it adamant. Make it part. It's a part of your life. Amen. It has to be. It must be. That's the only way we're going to survive, hallelujah, and get to hear, well done. This is serious. It's not a plaything. Amen. And we notice the Messiah, he just listened to them, asked all their questions, and he got down on that ground and he wrote. Then when he got up and said what he had to say, one thing I love about him, hallelujah, our Messiah, Jesus, he never explained himself. He said what the Father said to him and went on about his business. So if he was that representation on this earth and said what he had to say and went on about his business, being led by his Heavenly Father, amen, as we're led by the Heavenly Father through the Holy Spirit, we say what we have to say. We don't have to explain ourselves to no one. As long as the Holy Spirit is leading us and guiding us, hallelujah, there's no explanation. The word explains itself as long as we're keeping it in the context of what it's saying. Because, yes, the word is getting pulled out. You'll hear a scripture pulled out here and there, and it's all out of the context of the meaning of why it was even originally written. That's why we have to study. We have to show ourselves approved unto the Most High, unto Elohim, unto the God we serve. That's who we serve. Those are his names. And I'm going to continue to talk about him because that's who he is. He's not just a God. People just throw that name around. They even just throw Jesus around. All out of there, just talking and having conversations. I hear believers doing it. And we shouldn't do it just in gesture. We shouldn't. I caught myself doing it before. You know, when you're doing something, you say, oh, Jesus. And you don't even mean that in that regard. That's why nobody not just going to say, oh, Yeshua. Oh, Yahushua. They're not going to say it like that. I believe that's why the Father wanted us to keep his name just like it is, designated, never changing. I don't care what part of the world I go into. My birth name was given, Sarepta. That's who I am. That's my name. I'm going to be Sarepta wherever I go. Hallelujah. That's how our Father is. He's Elohim wherever he goes. We say, we call him God. He is our God. Hallelujah. But his names have been broken down into the English term. It's been taken so much out of context. And sometimes you don't know what God people talking about. You really don't. Because it's not lining up with what the word is saying. It doesn't. And their conversation is not lining up. That's why we have to, hallelujah, study continuously to show ourselves fruit so that we know that we will be walking in and have, hallelujah, the heart of our Father, that heart of compassion. Sometimes we see somebody, you can see somebody drunk and stumbling around on the road. You see beggars and homeless asking for alms. What do? Do you snot up your nose at them? I give to them sometimes, not all the time. There's this one man. Hallelujah. And I think I saw him driving a truck the other day. There's this one man. He's always on certain corners. And he takes his hand to his mouth like, I'm hungry, like I'm hungry. And I don't give to him because I see him riding a bike. I see him all over in different places. And the other day, I know that was him. I saw him driving a truck. But he's yet on the corners. And there was one time I had given to him. But then I started seeing the pattern and started seeing him all over the place. I said, wait a minute. But you know what? I just pray for him. We pray that he comes and gets himself free from that. just living and begging off of others. We don't want to do that. We don't want to look our nose down on someone. We want to pray for them. When I see situations like that as I'm driving, I pray. I hope we're all doing that. We're not in a situation to do what we may be able to do to help, but prayer can go wherever we can. Prayer can change things. Hallelujah. Amen. When you're praying, you don't want to continue to keep seeing those same people in those same spots. You want to believe that something has opened up a door, that a door has opened up for them, that our Heavenly Father has opened up an avenue for them to get the deliverance that they need, even if they do have mental instability, that they're getting the right, getting involved in the right program, getting what they need. That's the prayer we should be praying. Hallelujah. Not looking our nose down when someone keeps falling in the same spot over and over again. Someone they may be close to, maybe a family member, it doesn't matter who it is. Someone we may hear about, somebody else we're in conversation and we're in prayer with them for somebody else. It doesn't matter. It's not up to us to judge. We're there to pray and to have a compassionate heart as if it's our own child or as if it's our own family member. It doesn't have to just be a child of someone. It can be someone's husband. It could be someone's wife. We have to have the compassion, the heart of the Father, which is compassion. We have to have that compassion. Amen. And I'm grateful this morning. Hallelujah. Mm. We can hear people, we can hear conversations taking place. I know on my job, five of us are joined into one in a big, long, big office. And I hear conversations every day. And all of them are not godly conversations, so to speak. They're, you know, messed up conversations. And people, and the Holy Spirit always gives me away because I'm always ready. I'm tuned in, ready to say something. And I might not do it right then. He always leads me later on to say something different. And I know it pricks them with what they may have said before or earlier. I'm grateful. I hear the Holy Spirit say, okay, it's time to go ahead and say it. And then sometimes he leads me to say something right away. I'm grateful for the setting that I'm in. And I'm grateful, yes, I get to work from home 2 days of the week. And if I need to be home all week, like I had a situation a week before last, that I had to work from home all week. But I was eager to get back in the office to be around the people. So the glory, hallelujah, of the Father could be revealed. Amen. I love it, just being able to give a word that's in due season. Amen. A word that's liberating. A word that's going to liberate. And I know his word, the Father's word, never returns back void. When it goes out, it accomplishes what it is to do. He said that. I believe it. That's why, you know, even in the introduction, every week I'm talking about, hallelujah, the Father, who we say we trust in, who we say we believe in, who we say we depend on. When we do those things, we're going to speak what he said. Hallelujah. It may take some time for some of us, but we have to get there, saints. We have to. We must. We must get there. Hallelujah. There's nations out there that we have to reach. There's people we have to get delivered. Amen. There's people that we have to and we must show compassion towards. Hallelujah. They didn't grow up in loving homes and compassionate homes. Hallelujah. They could have grew up with both parents in the home, but they could have been abusive to them, both of them. We don't know where people are. Hallelujah. Where they've been and how they live. We don't know why they're like they are. Hallelujah. We know the enemy comes in and he gets in through the mind and the psyche. Sometimes through a way they were treated, and sometimes it's just the way they're thinking about themselves. We don't know what caused that to develop. Something went off in a chemical imbalance in their thoughts. But we have to have the compassion of the Most High. My, my, my. We can't be like the scribes and the Pharisees and be judgmental, always looking for a condemning, something to be, a person to be condemned. Hallelujah. I'm grateful for the Messiah. Hallelujah, Yeshua. Hallelujah, our Savior. Hallelujah, I'm so grateful. If it wasn't for him, ought to have been cut down, cut off a long time ago. We can look back over our lives and see if it wasn't for his grace, if it wasn't for his mercy, we would have been cut down and cut off. We have to be grateful for his mercy and his grace, his compassion. Hallelujah. He even sent the Messiah, our Heavenly Father, sent his one and only Son into this world to save us. He sent Jesus here to be that example that we are to pattern our lives after. And the Holy Spirit equips us to do that. He equips us to do that. And that one verse that just stuck out with me so much, hallelujah, in this passage, where is it at? When he said, on that ninth verse, and when they heard it being reproved by their conscience, went out one by one, beginning from the older ones unto the last. The older people that were in that crowd started going first. I thought about that. I said, I wonder why they went first, Father. And immediately the Holy Spirit said, because they had lived the longest. They had done the most dirt. They knew what they had been guilty of. So they started leaving first. The older went first. They started going and leaving first. They couldn't even open their mouth. They couldn't throw a stone because they knew what they had already done them on their own selves. And that's what I said. When we look back over our lives, we don't have room to judge no one. That's not even our place. We are not the judgers. Though the scripture does mention judge ye unto righteousness, we can judge a situation and see that's not right according to the eyes of the Heavenly Father, but we don't judge it to condemn. That's not the type of judging we as saints do. We are saints, the set apart ones. We bring glory and honor to the name of our Heavenly Father. That's what we've been sent down here to do. That's why we're here. That's why our lives get changed and get cleaned up. And we still haven't arrived. I've been saved over 30 years. And I will never arrive until I hear and say, well done. You either. I don't care how long you've been saved, how long you've been, if you even grew up going to the fellowship, the church, house. We're the church, the people, the believers. We are the saints. We make up the church. We go to the buildings for fellowship to get encouraged, to get equipped, to go out even the more. The ministry is out here beyond the wall, beyond the consecrated walls. That's where it really takes place. In your home, hallelujah. What you're doing in your home, how you're representing him in your home. I'm in the home by myself right now with just the presence of the Most High. But I still have to represent him well. If I'm not representing well here when I go out, I don't want to be like the scribe. Hallelujah. Just know about the law. Just have the knowledge of it. My. Don't want to have just the knowledge of the word and just showing the knowledge outwardly. I want to have the knowledge from the inside out, where your actions outwardly are full of compassion. Amen. My. And that takes me to another passage of scripture. Amen. Another story, very familiar, and it's back the book before John, Matthew, Mark, Luke. Luke. My. And this is a very familiar passage of scripture when the Messiah was sharing, hallelujah, another parable, and I'm going to kind of break into it. It's the 15th chapter of Luke, and I'm going to start at the 11th verse. Luke 15, and remember, I'm reading out of the scriptures, which read a little different, starting at the 11th verse. And he said, this is talking about Yeshua, Jesus, and he said, a certain man had two sons. And the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods falling to me. And he divided his livelihood between them. And not many days after, the younger son, having gathered all together, went away to a distant country, and there wasted his goods with loose living. And when he had spent all, there arose a severe scarcity of food throughout that land, and he began to be in need. And he went and joined himself to one of the citizens of that country. And he sent him to his field to feed pigs. And he was longing to fill his stomach with pods the pigs were eating, and no one gave to him. He was wanting to eat the slop that the pig, he had gotten so low that he was willing to eat the slop that the pigs were eating, but they wouldn't give him none to eat. Think about that. But having come to himself, he said, how many of my father's hired servants have bread enough and to spare? They have the overflow. And I am perishing here with hunger. Having risen, I shall go to my father and say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you, and I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired servants. That was his prayer, a prayer of true repentance. It was true. Hallelujah. He recognized where he had been. It didn't matter that he had wasted all his money. It didn't matter. See, our Father is one who restores. He'll give you double for your trouble, even when you cause it on yourself from choices that you made. My mind even goes to my brother, the middle brother. He's the second child. I'm the baby. But he's my younger brother, but he's older than I am. When he was out there, he came into his profit sharing years ago, probably over 40 years ago. He came into his profit sharing from being a meat cutter at Food Line. He went with his frat brothers and all them he had gotten when he was in college. I think that's when he got hooked up with drugs. And when he came and went with his friends and all, he was like, whoo, he got missing. They left him for dead. He wasted every bit of his profit sharing, every bit of it, and they left him for dead. They thought he had OD'd. But prayer, hallelujah, was going forth. When we didn't know where he was, we thought he was dead. We didn't know where he was because we hadn't seen him for weeks. Hallelujah. And when we saw him, when he came back, he was skin and bones. But he lived. Hallelujah. He wasted all he had. Here it is now, 40 years later. My. I'm reminded of this story when I think of his life as an example in my very family. But guess what? Even during that time, I didn't quit. I didn't lose heart, didn't faint. Kept praying, kept believing. He went through a whole lot of other things even after that. Hallelujah. But it just reminds me of this story, how where he is now, the prodigal son has came home. Hallelujah. He is fully delivered, still cutting meat, have had several managerial positions. Amen. But because of prejudice, he stepped down, but they couldn't cut his pay. So I'm just saying that to say this. When the son, hallelujah, truly repented and recognized what all was taking place at his father's house, hallelujah, we're talking about the heart of a father, compassion, full of compassion, especially on this earth when a father has compassion in his heart. My. So having risen at 18th verse, I shall go to my father and say to him, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I'm no longer worthy to be your son. Make me like one of your highest servants. I needed to say that again. And then on that 20th verse, and having risen, he went to his father. And while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and was moved with compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. It didn't matter what he looked like. It didn't matter if he stank stunk and smelled like pig and swine. He had the compassion of a father. He was expecting him. I'm sure he was praying, hallelujah, believing to see his son. And he could probably would get up in the morning just to look beyond, expecting him to see, come home. So many of us are expecting, hallelujah, with a compassionate heart. We're expecting and believing the return of a loved one, of a family member, whether it's in a situation that's open and exposed of evilness that they have gotten mixed up in and the enemy's trying to take them out with. Hallelujah. Whether it's a health situation. My. We're expecting the Father, as he said he would, watch over his word to perform it. See, if we're not speaking it, if we're not believing it, as we say we believe him, we trust in him, we depend on him. Put the action in your words. Amen. Faith is action. Compassion is action. My. I'm sure, hallelujah, the heart of the Heavenly Father, as he would do it again, just like this father, if the son left again, I'm sure he'd do it again. That was the heart of a compassionate father. When we mess up, our Heavenly Father, he would do it again. He would take us right back. He loves us so much. He's always waiting on us. Always. Always waiting on us to turn it around, to get it together. Hallelujah. That's where we got to get ourselves together. Amen. It's a must. It is a must because we have nations to speak to. Hallelujah. I know we've heard this story several different times, even the one with the woman who was caught in adultery. She was the only one brought forth. It was a reason why it just exemplified this woman and the man was left out. My. We hear that. You hear women being abused and men being abused today. That hasn't changed. But the woman is always the one that's accused. Hallelujah. Where's the man? Hallelujah. But our Heavenly Father, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. These are familiar passages of scriptures and stories that were written for our learning. Amen. All scripture was given under inspiration of our Heavenly Father, given to men to write these scriptures, to help us to live a holy, set-apart life, to see the examples that took place, to see the heart of our Father, to see how much he loves us, to see the compassion that will never change. Hallelujah. It will never change. It remains the same. Hallelujah. I'm just thankful that when Messiah tells us these stories, hallelujah, they give us a glimpse of his heart. Amen. Because not only does the Heavenly Father have that compassion because he sent us the Messiah, but look how Jesus lived. Look how he lived. It was compassion that caused him to go to the cross, not only just go there, but stay there to endure the pain, the agony, hallelujah, being spit upon, beat, where his flesh was ripped off his bones. His flesh was torn off his body. He endured that. The movies they made don't do justice. He wasn't even recognized. He looked like mush. His flesh was so torn from his body. And he did that. He had the compassion to do the full will of his Father to save us. His compassion wasn't just to go to that cross, but it was to stay there, to endure. Hupamene. Hallelujah. And then sometimes we get a headache and we don't go do this or do that. Move on beyond, saints. Move on beyond whatever pain it is you're feeling in your body and watch the Most High. The Messiah endured because of the compassion. And see, because he's not here on this earth anymore, he lived as an example. Guess what? That compassion he had, we're his feet. We're his hands. We're the ones who's supposed to be showing that compassion.
My. When I think about it, messes with me. I apologize. But when I think about what he done for me, my. How he endured all that pain for me so I wouldn't have to. He endured it so we get to be the examples he called us to be. He endured that pain for us. When I think about it, and because we believe he is the Son of the Most High, we have the right to eternal life. We have the right to live out and walk out this journey in and with compassion. With the same compassion. We don't have room to look our nose down on nobody. I don't care if we go around someone and they stink. We talked about, I'm sure the son, hallelujah, the prodigal son probably stunk. Probably smelled terrible. When my brother came back, he did too. He was dirty, skin and bones, broke, no money. But we took him in. My mom took him in. And we loved him and nurtured him back to health. And guess what? He still went back out there again. But he's no longer out there today. Hallelujah. Prayer and belief and true trust in who we say we trust, the Most High. We have to take him at his word, saints. His word will never change. His word never loses its power. Hallelujah. His word forever stands. Heaven and earth will pass away. But my word, hallelujah, will forever stand. That's why it behooves us. If we get like some of the countries are in the world today, well, they would be martyred if they were caught with the Bible. If they were caught with the word. They would be beheaded, martyred, killed. And we have this freedom in the United States. And we won't even pick it up. We won't even pick up the scripture unless we got something going on. Help us, Father. Help us. We need your compassion. Hallelujah. When we first got saved, a lot of us were probably all fireballs, on fire. Where's the fire? Father, restore to us. Restore to us your salvation. Hallelujah. Help us not to lose the fire. Keep the fire burning in us, Father. We ask of that. We ask of that. Amen. Hallelujah. He's pouring out his compassion. He wants to pour his compassion out through us. Amen. Amen. And I just thank him this morning. Hallelujah. He wants to pour his compassion out on us where we feed the hungry, where we clothe the naked, hallelujah, where we lay hands on the sick, and hallelujah, they shall recover. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sometimes I lay hands on the sick, somebody that's miles and miles away from me. Hallelujah. The point of contact, if I have a picture or a picture of someone that's close to him, I lay my hands on that by faith and pray because I believe the Father to manifest his miracles. They have not changed because he's not changed. He's still manifesting miracles today. Amen. Amen. He's still the compassionate Father. Hallelujah. He's never changed and he never will. Because Jesus was the example, hallelujah, showing compassion, just like he did with the woman. Hallelujah. He said, he who has no sin, you cast the first stone. Nobody could cast the stone. They had to walk away. The accusers had to walk away. And the only one who's accused of an accuser of the brethren is the devil himself. So, saints, I encourage us today to engraft the heart and the compassion of the Father. Amen. The only way we're going to be able to do that is stay connected. Hallelujah. We have to stay connected to the source, which is the true vine. Hallelujah. He is the true vine. And I'm grateful for him today. Hallelujah. The world is full of weary people, sick mentally, sick physically, sick financially. It's full of it.
But guess what? We are the representations of the Most High. We are the salt of the earth. We are the light of the world. Hallelujah. And we want to represent our Heavenly Father. Hallelujah. We want to represent him well. I know I do. I believe you do too. Anyone who may be listening to this broadcast recording, I pray the same for you. Those who's online, I believe, hallelujah, you want to have a heart of compassion like the Father. Amen. We don't want to turn up our noses and forget where we came from. We weren't born saved. Remember that. We had to make a conscious choice. We had to make a conscious choice. We got some dirt. Some of it we would be ashamed to talk about. Some of the dirt we did, we would be ashamed to even talk about. And I think Paul even mentions that in the scriptures. Some things you don't, not even worth being talked about. Don't even bring it up. It's a shame. But it's all under the blood. The blood that the Messiah shed is covered. It covers it. That's why we have to cover it with others. The compassion. No, you don't overlook it. You pray for it and you love through it. Amen. The love of the Most High. Question I asked a few weeks ago in a message. What does love have to do with it? Everything. It's not a secondhand emotion. Love has to be genuine when it comes. It is genuine when it comes from the Father. Love, compassion is action. Amen. It's action. And compassion has to be in action. The love that comes from the Father. I just thank him this morning. I thank him for where he took us this morning. Hallelujah. So anything that you got going on in your life and that you're believing the Most High for, you're believing him to deliver a situation or a circumstance, personal, someone connected to you, whatever it is, don't give up. Don't cave in. Don't quit. Expect every day. Expect every moment. Yes. Expect. Regardless of what it looks like, expect it to look like what the Father said it's supposed to look like. Expect it. Amen. I'm just grateful this morning. And I think we're through. Hallelujah. I pray those who's in the sound and hears the sound of my voice right now. Hallelujah. Receive a word from the Most High that's going to help you and equip you even the more to go further in this journey, in this kingdom, as kingdom citizens. That's who we are. Amen. We want to be effective kingdom citizens, which the Most High, our Elohim, Yahweh, our God, hallelujah, has anointed and appointed us to be. For and in his kingdom. I'm grateful this morning. And I just want to speak his shalom peace to you today. I will unmute the line if anyone has a prayer request or a comment. I'm open. I will stand in agreement with you. Hallelujah. If not, we will dismiss with prayer.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing? So I just have a comment. I mean, not a comment, just a statement that just how blessed I was this morning with your word. It's just great to, you know, get on the line and just hear, you know, encouragement and then, you know, someone that just believes God's word. I know, you know, as believers, we quote scriptures and we say things, not to say we don't believe, but, you know, sometimes, well, I'm just going to speak for myself that, you know, sometimes it's easier said than done until you're walking through it. And so, but I just thank God just for your, you know, just for your dedication and your compassion. I know you're doing it as God's giving you to do it, but I appreciate, you know, your obedience and how you continue to allow the Lord, you know, just to use you in just a greater capacity. And it's just such an encouragement, you know, just getting on and just, I didn't get to hear the beginning because I ended up getting on late, but I was just so blessed, you know, just by hearing it. And then, like, this morning I was in prayer and then reading, and then in Romans 12:11, I was reading in the Complete Jewish Bible, and it says, verse 11 says, don't be lazy when hard work is needed, but serve the Lord with spiritual fervor, which is intense feeling. And then 12 says, rejoice in your hope, be patient in your troubles, and continue steadfastly in prayer. So I was like, okay, well, you just confirm me, because I was in prayer and I was journaling, I was doing some things, and then just reading that scripture and just hearing what you were saying. And just what I got out of it is, Lord said, it doesn't matter what's going on. You continue to serve me. You continue to pray. You continue to stay steadfast. It doesn't matter what's happening. You still continue to move forward in the things in me. Stay the course and stay the path and trust. So I just
Amen.
You know, your word this morning, that's all I have to say.
Bless you. Amen. Bless you. Amen. Praise you, Father. Hallelujah. Anyone else? Any prayer requests as well? Comment or prayer request? Okay, well, we're just going to close out in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we just yet thank you again. Thank you for clothing us with your compassion, regardless to what's going on. Amen. Help our situations and circumstances not dictate how we're supposed to act within them. We still are compassionate people because we serve a compassionate Heavenly Father. You are the King of Kings and Yahweh over every Lord that there is. Hallelujah. And we thank you for that. You are the mighty one who we serve, creator of heaven and earth, and we thank you. We just give you praise that as we go throughout the remainder of this day and this week that you're going forth before us, you're preparing the way, you're granting us travels of mercy, you're keeping us safe. Father, I thank you. You even have your angelic host setting posts. We continue to command you, angelic hosts, our ministering spirits, to cover us, to cover our grounds and our communities, our homes. I thank you. You did it for me. Even on Saturday, someone tried to break into the right side of the gate, and they couldn't get in. I had just prayed Friday night. The angelic hosts cover these properties. And then someone tried to break into the gate. My. Father, you're faithful. You're faithful. Who wouldn't serve a God like you? You continue to show yourself mighty, strong, in and on our behalf, over and over and over again. And we're ever so grateful. We don't take your divine protection for granted. Hallelujah. Continue to cover us. Continue to keep us. And we will be kept because we have that desire. We give you praise. Continue to cover our family members. You know what they all stand in need of. And we plead the blood of Yeshua, the Messiah, over us and them, and between us, them, and the enemy. Hallelujah. We thank you for the victory that you've given us in the name of your dear Son. We pray this all in the name of Yeshua, the Messiah, Jesus. Amen. Amen. And to Yah be all the glory. Go in his peace. Shalom. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.